Introducing Ellie Weber, who was on time by 9 o'clock, now 9:03, as we go through Sefer Mezuzot, philosophy of halakha.
It's not that. Just you printed the wrong thing.
We'll go through this later.
We're going to talk about themes in Sefirat HaOmer, particularly the emotion that we're supposed to have in Sefirat HaOmer. I'll start by saying, I think if you ask people nowadays, you know, how are you supposed to feel during Sefirat HaOmer, the answer would be, well, it's kind of a period of mourning. We don't shave. We don't shave regularly. Whatever it is, that you have to understand. It's both halakhically and historically wrong. Now, it doesn't mean we're not noheg avelos bisman hazeh. We are noheg some level of avelos, but it has to be put into perspective, and that is. There's no hint whatsoever in the Torah that Sefirat HaOmer is a sad period of time. And obviously, historically, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva didn't die till well later. Right. So, what was or what is the period of Sefirat HaOmer supposed to be, you know, on a Torah level? If you just read the Psukim in the Torah, what's the sense that you think we're supposed to have with respect to Sefirat HaOmer?
Counting the days before the Torah.
Right. Now, again, I think that's the right answer, although interestingly, he said counting the days to the Torah. Although interestingly, let's be very clear, that's also not in the Torah. Right? There's nothing in the Torah that connects Sefirat HaOmer. I'll try to do everything out loud. Once again, to be clear, it's all Bruce's fault. Okay? I'll try to be clear. Okay? There is, in the Torah, you have Sukkim, let's say, in Amor. Usfartem lachem mimacharas ha-shabbat miyom ha-viyachem es-omer at-tunufa sheva shabbasot mo-tiyana. You have to count 7 full weeks. Admi Racharat Hashabat Hashvit Tisbrucha Mishim Yom V'Krabtem Mincha Chadasha L'Adonai. Basically, what you're doing is counting towards bringing a carbon. Now, it's true, the carbon that you're counting towards bringing is the Shtei HaLechem, which is brought on the holiday of Shavuot. But again, in the Torah, the holiday of Shavuot has nothing to do with Matan Torah. We know that it does, and nobody disagrees with that. It's not subject to any kind of machlokes. But in the Torah, the Chag of Atzeret, the Chag of Shavuot, is an agricultural holiday. There's no point in the Torah where it connects Matan Torah with the Chag of Shavuot. Yes?
I have a question to you. I don't know if it's relevant.
I could tell. But no, you raise your hand.
the Omer is brought on the day after the Chag.
This, right.
So why
the first day of Kol
HaMoed, if it's brought right away as opposed to Ban Shavuot?
Oh, I don't know. It's just what we call it. My wife had a non-Jewish professor, but of Jewish studies, so he knew a lot of stuff in NYU. And he once said, he said to her, isn't the Omer just a measure of, you know,
of grain?
So Alfred said, yes. So he said, I got a guy in my class who looks like a pig, but he says you can't shave because it's the Omer. What's that about? So it's interesting. We call it, you know, Sefirat HaOmer is not that. Right? It's just what we call it. And what I don't want to talk about it, but it's just I came across something that was so interesting about it. You know, the Karban HaOmer, there's one other Omer in the Torah that we all know. Anyone know what that is? The amount of mun that you were allowed to take every day was an Omer.
Right.
It's clear that that's not a coincidence. There's some deep thought to be had in there, but let's leave that. Okay, so where we are is in the Torah, presumably you're counting from bringing the Karban HaOmer on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach until bringing the Karban Shtei HaLechem. And again, there's much to discuss there because the Omer is barley, which in the Torah is called Ma'achal Behema. For example, the Sota eats Ma'achal Behema. Why? Because she did a Ma'aseh Behema. Right? And you count towards what? You count towards Shtei HaLechem. We, you know, it's clearly you're moving up in level. Okay?
So it's interesting why we don't call it Shteya Levin.
I'm sure that somebody has written a doctorate on why we call, you know. I think what you have is, it's the mitzvah ha-omer that triggers it. So that's probably where, well, you know, I guess it can't belittle it, because we do say in the bracha, al sfirat ha-omer. So it's hard to hide from the fact that that's a pretty standardized, you know, description of the time. Okay, but anyway, let's deal with pre-Rabbi Akiva, pre-Bar Kokhba. Just, what's the feeling? So look in source number one if you have it, and if you don't, I'll explain it outside. This is the Ramban in Amor. And the Ramban just says as clearly as possible. He says, V'tziva b'chag ha-matzot shivat yamim b'kdusha, lifnehem ul-achareihem. Okay, we got a holiday of Pesach, which is 7 days. Okay, ki kulam kedoshim v'tocham Hashem, that's a kind of Kabbalistic reference. Umana umenei mimenu, and we're commanded to count from that day, tishav arbaim yom, 49 days, shiva shavuot kimei olam. 7 weeks, kimei olam. Again, it's a Kabbalistic reference, but the idea, I believe, is that the world works in seven-day cycles, seven-year cycles, right? Every seventh day is Shabbos. Every seventh year is Shemitah. 7 times 7 gets you to Yovel. Okay, that's a cycle in the world. Now, count 7. V'kadesh yom shmini kishmini shel chag. Count 7 and sanctify the 8th day as if it were the 8th day of the holiday of Pesach.
It isn't Chutzpah.
No, it's not. Because the Ramban is not talking about he tricked you. He's not talking about count 7 days of Pesach.
I thought he was a nice guy.
He's not talking about count 7 days of Pesach. And the 8th day, he never heard, well, the Ramban did hear, he kept Yom Tashen Shogolia, but that's not what he's talking about. Although, I can't resist it. When we moved here, so not all members of my family were so happy. And so I asked, the first year wasn't clear what our plans exactly were, so I asked Rav Lichtenstein about keeping a day. And whatever, so he told me no, I could keep 1 day. So I was all excited, came home and I told my kids, you know, we could keep 1 day. And one of my younger children said, who was unhappy being here, said, that's ridiculous. We're going to keep keeping 2 days like it says in the Torah. That's what happens when you grow up. Anyway, but the Ramban means something. The Ramban says, if you pay close attention, what he said was, you keep 7 days of Pesach, then you count 7 times 7, and you sanctify the 8th day as if it was the 8th day of Pesach. The 8th day that he's talking about is what we call Shavuos. Huh? Right, but he means it's the 8th day because it's the day after 7 times 7.
What's also called Chag HaShivi, isn't it?
What?
Oh, that's 7.
Okay, now, third line. Now he says, here's how I know it's true. V'hayamim hasfurim beintayim, the days that you count in between Pesach and Shavuos, mainly what we call Sfirat HaOmer, Kicholo shel Moed bein HaRishon v'Hashmini b'Chag. Says the Ramban, you know what Sfirat HaOmer is? It's Chol HaMoed of this one giant holiday called Pesach Shavuos. Okay? It's not a sad time at all. Chol HaMoed is not a sad time. Let's just finish reading. V'hu Yom Matan Torah, and the Ramban is able to say this as a fact, he says, that the 8th day is Matan Torah, Sheharam bo at Yishua Gdolah Dvav Shamu Mitoch Haish, where God revealed himself to us, V'lachein Yikru Rabotenu Zal B'chol Makom Chag HaShavuot Atzeret. That's why Chazal always call Shavuos Atzeret, Ki hu kiyom shmini shel chag Shekira'u HaKatuv Kein. Because it's as if it was the 8th day of Pesach, and the 8th day is called Atzeret. What other 8th day do we have? Shmini Atzeret. So what's fascinating is, it's not true lahalacham, but philosophically Ramban basically says, there's really only two regalim, right? There's Sukkos, and attached to Sukkos is another holiday, but we think of it as part of it. That's Shmini Atzeret, right? There's Pesach, followed by 49 days of Chol HaMoed, getting you to this holiday of Matan Torah, which is again the eighth day of Pesach in the sense that it's the day after 7 times 7, which makes it 8. Now, it works very beautifully also, and this is a theme we've touched on before, it works beautifully because the whole question of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we've talked about, and where does the story begin and where does the story end? So we've noticed that in the Haggadah, it basically ends with Yetzias Mitzrayim on the 15th. There's one reference to Kriyas Yamsuf in Dayenu, but that's a much later edition. What you have basically is, okay, a celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, narrowly defined as leaving on the 15th. That's Pesach, that's Leila Seder. On Shvi'i Shel Pesach, on the 7th day of Pesach, the last day, you have a celebration of the next milestone, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. And then, 42 days later, right, counting 7 times 7, you finish the celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim by celebrating Matan Torah, which again really could have been, you know, the place where we would end the story. So it works very beautifully. But the thing that you see is that our approach, that Sfiras HaOmer is, you know, a sad period, was lost on the Ramban, although the Ramban knew about the Avelus. It's lost on everybody. It says Rav Ovadia Yosef has a tshuva who says, and he obviously acknowledges that we do have minhagim of Avelus in Sfiras HaOmer, but he says you can't compare Sfiras HaOmer to the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks, in their essence, are sad days. He says we have to find a way for Sfiras HaOmer to be, you know, pretty positive while having certain nihugei avelos. Okay, which is why, for example, you know, Rav Salvechik, Rav Lichtenstein, and their disciples shave for Shabbos during Sfiras HaOmer. They shave their, you know, because they just think that, okay, they're a minhagim, but when you're up against, the way Rav Lichtenstein said it, and I'm not proselytizing now, but the way he said it was, he said the first part of the shiur he gave was that it was mutter to shave for Shabbos on Sfiras HaOmer. And then the second part was, well, if it's mutter, then you're chayiv too. Because kavod Shabbos is a real thing. So, you know.
But it's in its agricultural aspect, it was a very nervous period. Because of,
okay.
Because if the weather was bad, they could have been faced with starvation.
I don't know. The sense I get from living in Israel is that the rain is supposed to be done by Pesach. You're pretty much sure that, you know, weather...
We had rain on.
Huh?
We had rain.
No, this is a crazy year.
Man, hail.
You know, but whatever. For the most part, that's the approach. Okay, now, let's move on. We'll come back to this idea, depending on how much time we have. But let's move on to the fundamental machlokas, which is all over the place, and maybe matters to us, maybe doesn't. And that is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, Bizman Hazeh, a mitzvah d'oraisa, or a mitzvah d'rabbana? Again, it will matter for suffix situations, okay, and also matters philosophically. So, before looking at any sources, what do we think? Sfiras HaOmer, d'oraisa, d'rabbana?
D'oraisa.
Why? No, you can't get it for a pasuk. You say that for all d'rabbana.
Because the Omer is d'oraisa.
Because it's a pasuk. Because it says usfatem lachem, right? By the way, the drasha is lachem, is each and every one of us. Like ulekachtem lachem. Right? You can't have a Beis Din take dalet meaning for you. You can have Beis Din count for you. Okay? The safar tal lecha with respect to Yovel in the singular is understood to be a mitzvah on Beis Din. It's less clear than that, but that's the general approach.
I wonder if it's a rabbanan because it's only derived in days of the Beit HaMikdash.
Why would you say that?
Because it's linked to the korban.
Why would you say that?
Well, what are you counting?
What?
What are you counting?
Well, so let's read the pasuk again. It's source number 2 if you have it. Usfartem lachem mimacharas haShabbat miyom haviyachem et omer hatnufa, right? From the day that you bring the karbon haomer, and then you count until the end of the next pasuk, vihikravtem mincha chadasha l'Hashem.
But if you...
So sadly, it sounds like Ruth is incorrect.
If you don't have an Omer, why would you be counting?
Okay, so that's kind of what Bruce said. It seems like it's a count from carbon to carbon, and we don't bring the carbon anymore, bisman hazeh, so maybe not. What would the other approach be?
It's independent of the carbon.
Right, but the pasuk seems to make it dependent. So what would you say? What you would say is, and it's sitting right there if you need it, it's not dependent on the carbon, that's just the way that the Torah marks the time. It tells you to count from the second day, which happens to be the day, miyom aviyachem atom ha'atnufa, and tells you to count 49 till the 50th day, which happens to be a day on which you bring the carbon shtei alechem. But it didn't have to be, the better reading is that it is dependent on the carbon, and that's what most Rishonim say.
That it's rabbinic.
Huh? Yeah. That it would be rabbinic. What do you mean, most of the things that we do?
Today.
You're assuming the answer. But how do you know it's not? I'll tell you this. A very smart person named Rabbi Moshe Ben Maimon, his friends call him the Rambam, thinks it's the right of his manazah. So let's not get too... It happens to be that the majority position is that it's Drabanan, and in Shulchan Aruch, it's Paskin that it's Drabanan, and that allows us to count Bein Ashmashos and take advantage of certain leniencies. But it's not such a simple thing, and it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Look in source number 3, or maybe it's a machlokas in the Gemara. This is a very, very famous Gemara, so it's good to know it. It's probably the basic source for all issues relating to Sfirah Samar, but it's also fascinating because methodologically you can see how you can read. See, one of the problems with reading, like using an art scroll or whatever, is that there's only one way to read the Gemara. They tell you how to read it, right? But this is a good example. Watch this. It's source number 3 if you have it. Gufa Amar Abaye Mitzvah Lemimne Yome Mitzvah Lemimne Shavue. Abaye says the Sfirah Saomer has two components, counting of days and counting of weeks, right? And L'chol HaDeos, that's how they did it in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbanan Tvei Rav Ashi Manu Yome Umani Shavue, a source in support of Abaye is these people counted days and weeks. But Ameimar Mani Yome V'lo Mani Shavue. Ameimar only counted days, not weeks. Amar, he said, Zecher LeMikdashu. Clearly, Ameimar thinks it's Drabanan, right? Zecher LeMikdash means it's Drabanan. So Ameimar says, you know, since it's Drabanan, I'm only counting days, I'm not counting weeks. Now, we'll come back to that in a second because it's a bizarre shita. But how do you read the machlokes here between Abaye and Ameimar? Again, Abaye says I count days and weeks, and Ameimar says I count only days because it's Zecher LeMikdash. So there's two ways to see this. You could say, hey, it's a machlokes between Abaye, who counts days and weeks, therefore he thinks it's Doraisa, and Ameimar, who counts only days and not weeks, because he says Zecher LeMikdash, he clearly thinks it's Drabana. Okay?
Why would counting days and weeks make it more Drabana?
Because he, first of all, he says Zecher LeMikdashu.
Oh, okay.
Second, he's changing the mitzvah. He doesn't dispute the fact that the pasuk says count days and weeks, and that was the mitzvah. If you look in Rashi, still in number 3, Rashi says, Ameimar mani yom v'lo mani shavu amar hayim min yana dahash dalav chol v'hu. The count that we do today is not obligatory. The haleka omer, because there's no carbon haomer. Elo zecher lemikdash ba'almahu hilkach biyomi sagi. Okay? So, one possibility is it's a machlokes amoraim in the Gemara, whether the mitzvah is doraisa or drabonim bizman hazeh. The other possibility is no. They both agree that it's drabonim. Nothing in the first shita says that it's doraisa. Abaye says it's drabonim, but so what? I'll do the same exact mitzvah that I always did. It's just a mitzvah drabonim. The question is, the second shita, Ameimar shows up and says, wait, no. It's only drabanan, it's only zecher lemikdash, so therefore, I'm only going to count the days and not the weeks. That's bizarre. For example, we take lulav and esrog, all seven days of Sukkot, despite the fact that Min HaTorah, only the first day.
Rabbi Yochanan
and Zakkai. Zigzei Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. But nobody says, you know what, it's only Drabanan, I'm only going to take, you know, Aravos. I'm only going to take a Lula, you know. Nobody does that. Here you have a Meimar saying, wait, since it's Zecher LeMikdash, I'm only counting days, not weeks. That's a bizarre shita. And it's something that it's hard to find another example in Halacha. I say it's hard to find because I can't think of one. Where, you know, you... Right? What do? We just did a Zecher LeMikdash. Anybody know what it is? Huh?
The Seder Man.
Korban Pesach.
Yeah, what do we do? Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel. Right? Kenas Tehillel Bizman Shabbat Sabbath Shayakayim. The whole point is what? To do exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Hillel doesn't say, since it's only Zecher LeMikdash, you know, we're only gonna... It's a strange shita, and everybody asks.
We don't do exactly what they did.
Well, because we don't have a Korban Pesach.
Exactly.
But the attempt is, to recreate. It's understood that we can't do it, we don't have a Korban Pesach, so we can't recreate that part. But the sense you get, I think the fair reading, is the sense you get is Hillel wanted to recreate that which we did in the Beis HaMikdash. This sounds the exact opposite. Amemar wants us, Daska, to do something less than we did in the Beis HaMikdash.
Purposefully, to show that it's only Drabanan.
Maybe, right. Which is strange. Mm. Which is strange. Okay, but in all events, we'll leave that question for a second. But the main thing is, at least one fair reading of the Gemara is there's a machlokas amoraim as to whether Sfir Bizman Hazeh Doraisa Drabanan. Right? And if you look in source number 4, the Rambam paskins that it's Doraisa. Says the Rambam, Mitzvat asei lispor sheva shabbatot miyom miyom haviyachem. Anybody there?
Yeah.
Second page. Mitzvat asei lispor sheva shabbatot miyom. Right? The mitzvah to count 7 full weeks. Miyom havoat haomer, from the bringing of the Korban haomer, or from the bringing of the day of the Korban haomer, shenemar, usfartem lachem, Mimacharat haShabbat Sheva Shabbatot uMitzvah Limnot haYamim im haShavuot. Right? Couldn't be any clearer. The Rambam says, no, not Ameimar, Abaye. It's a mitzvah to count days and weeks. SheNeemar Tisperucha Mishim Yom uMitchilat haYom Monim. You're supposed to count from the beginning of the day. Lefikach Moneh BaLaila MiLeil Shisha Asar BiNisan. The Rambam says you're supposed to count at the beginning of the day, meaning you're supposed to count at night. Right, as if there was a possibility to count during the day, but you want to count at night. Next halacha, mitzvah zo al kol ish mi Yisrael. It's individuals ubechol makom ubechol zman. You can't miss it. Ubechol makom ubechol zman. What does that mean? It means it's doraisa bizman hazeh. The Rambam just said the mitzvah is doraisa, and the mitzvah is bechol makom ubechol zman v'nashim v'avadim piturim mimena. Okay, and men and women and slaves are potter from the mitzvah. We, lemaisa, Ashkenazim, we paskin that women can make brachos even on things that they're not mechuyavos on, and so therefore I think most women bizman hazeh do count tefillah somewhere. Sephardi women do not; they count, but they count without a bracha, right? Which, by the way, is counting. It's one of the saddest things about... We'll take a break for one second. You know, everybody knows that there's a major machlokas about whether if you miss a day, you're out or not. Okay? Overwhelmingly, the position is no. There's separate counts. And if you missed a day, you know, the Rav would say, if you missed a day, so count, say, yesterday was 9, today is 10. Okay, and then you're sort of back in the game. For whatever reason, we pass them like the Bahag. I think it's the Bahag quote of the Tosfos, who says if you miss a day, you know, and you don't, so if you miss a night, you're allowed to count the next day without a bracha, right? But if you miss a full day, you can no longer count without a bracha. You can no longer count with a bracha. With a bracha. Now, you will all agree with me that the following is the case. If you miss a night, if you miss a full day, let's say, your feeling is, I'm out. Right? And you're much more likely to miss another day. Because you're out. It's ridiculous. It's wrong. the mitzvah of Sfirat Somer is counting Sfirat Somer. You could get the mitzvah without, you know, all of us who are so afraid to say what day it is, you know, because you might be Yotze the mitzvah, right?
So you say yesterday was.
Well, right, you know, the mandatory joke, right? The Baal Tshuva comes home, says to his wife, what's for dinner? And she says, last night we had chicken. Okay? So, obviously the point is, you know, to count. The bracha, like every other mitzvah, you know, if you put on tefillin without a bracha, you got the mitzvah, right? If you took dal and minim without the bracha, if you ate matzah without the bracha, okay, you lost that on the bracha, you got the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count. And one of the saddest things is that because of the shita of the Baha'i that we paskin like, you know, people just stop counting, which is clearly a mistake, right? The second part of that is that the counting thing is what matters. By which I mean the following. If you don't know Hebrew, you can't be Yotze Sfirat HaOmer. Okay? It's as simple as... Huh? No, but I'm saying that you have to say it in English, or somebody has to tell you what it means. It means everybody says the same thing. We generally have a machlokus about whether mitzvah Sfirat Kavanah or not. Okay? For the most part, it's not 100% clear. For the most part, we hold that for mitzvah Doraisa, that, you know, we need Kavanah. For mitzvah Drabon, maybe not. Okay? But everybody agrees that for Sfirat HaOmer you need Kavanah. Why? It's only, you know, we paskin, it's only Drabanan. Why would you need Kavanah? The answer is, you don't need Kavanah because it's for the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. You need to count. If you don't know how to count, right, then you can't be Yotze. If you don't know what night tonight is, it doesn't matter that you said the words. You didn't count. If somebody tells me to read numbers in Russian, right? I don't know what they are, so it's not called counting for me. I said the words, but I did not do the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, which is why, you know, which is probably how the minhag developed, which is why you're supposed to, you know, the din is you're supposed to know the day before you make the bracha.
Well, we hear it from
right? That's how the minhag developed. Uh-huh. That somebody says it out loud. Now, the problem with that minhag is that he makes the bracha and everybody says, amen. Right. So you could either, you know, not say amen or have in mind, you know, have negative kavana that you don't, but you certainly don't want the chazan to be motzi you. Now, presumably, unless you miss a day. Now, presumably, you know, stam your kavana is you're going to count for yourself. So, you know, you don't have to worry that the chaz was mot to you. But it's really a bizarre minhag that we have. But the minhag exists simply because we want people to know what day it is before. I don't have that many Sfirat HaOmer stories. I have a few actually. The first time we had cousins in Muncie, when I was a little kid growing up, everybody knew Rav Moshe was the Gadol Hador. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Gadol Hador. Okay, and so he. Rabbi Tendler in Muncie is married to Moshe Feinstein's daughter. Right there. Their daughter lives on my block. I have the O-Rams. Anyway, so, first of all, I remember meeting him for the first time in Muncie, in Sfirat HaOmer, and like, I was so disappointed because he was very little. Yeah. Right. And when you're a kid, sure. The Gadol Hador, right. No one tells you he's big, but you just assume you're going to meet Shaquille O'Neal. You know what I mean? Right? But the thing I really remember was, so of course he was there, so they were Mechayim, they were mechaber of Moshe Feinstein to count, to make the bracha. And I remember, look, I said to my father, it's so embarrassing to do that. Like, what if he missed the night? Everybody's quiet, and now he'd have to go. I missed the night. And I remember my father said to me, he didn't miss the night. but wait, I want to tell you this, unbelievable.
Yes.
There's a tshuva of Rav Asher Weiss, fascinating tshuva. Somebody wrote to him saying, huh?
The rabbi missed the night enough?
Yes.
We had a shirt on it, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so it's so fast.
You should count anyway.
Right.
So, he says two different things. Right. He's matir him to count with a bracha. That's the halacha. And then he tells, and there's plenty of reasons to be matir him to count with a bracha. But then he says afterwards, but if you want my advice, you should show up and tell him you missed the night. Rabbis make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Rabbis make, you know, the whole idea that, like, you're not from, if something went wrong, It's not true. You know, Rabbeinu, like in those days, Rabbeinu Tam forgot Yalavi Yav. Oh, you want a tshuva? Like, people, Rav Lichtenstein gave a sicha. I can't remember what it was about, Yalavi Yav or Alanisim on Hanukkah or Purim. At Shalashuris, he gave a sicha about the, you know, and he loved to tell the story that after giving the sicha, he forgot invention.
Oh.
You know, like, and he enjoyed telling the story, like, as, you know, to make fun of himself. But anyway, so that's the fascinating thing. The tshuva is the tshuva, but the end part is the great part where Rav Asher says to him, but if I was you, I would just get up and tell him the truth.
Yeah.
I could be matur you to count with a bracha, but I think you should tell him the truth. Yeah.
I know we just read the Rambam, but I'm not sure I understood why he's de-linking it.
Okay, so we read it, and I think the Rambam has a great deal. He says, Mitzvah Taseh L'Sfor Sheva Shabbatot to Mimot Miyom Hava'at HaOmer. I think what he means to say is from the day that you bring the Karban HaOmer.
That the Omer was brought?
No, Miyom Ha, meaning not from when you bring the Karban, but from the day. That's how we identify the day. You could say that, what's today's date?
Oh, April
30th. Okay, so, you know...
25 Nisan.
So you could say, you know, the 25th of Nisan, yeah. Or you could say from, you know, the day that, like, something important happened on that day. The Rambam is, I think the Rambam is subtly just saying, it's an identifier. You're saying, oh, tomorrow's, you know, from May Day. Why don't you just say May 1st? Because May Day is better known than May 1st.
Meaning it's not linked?
Huh?
It's not linked?
The Rambam is delisting. It's delinking it. There's another possibility in the Rambam. This is fascinating. One of the ways, when the Rambam wrote the Yad HaChazaka, he didn't give reasons. That was one of the big objections. But it allowed the Yad HaChazaka to become a text that could be studied, right? Because without, he doesn't give away the game, so you can speculate, right? It allowed it to become a primary text. One of the main ways of studying the Rambam and trying to get ideas about him is by how he categorizes and where he puts certain halachas. Right? Once you do that, you have a real sense for how the Rambam thinks of something. So everybody already forgot, so don't look on the sheet. If I asked you, where in the Rambam would you find Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, what would you say?
In
Zmanim, in Chametz U'Matzah, which is where, right? Now look back on the sheet, you all forgot to look. Source number 4.
Yeah.
Hilchos Tumidim U'Musafim. So I've been trying to argue that the Rambam de-links the carbon and the counting, but I'm kind of beaten down by the fact that the Rambam obviously saw it as part of the carbonos. There's a whole bunch of like brisker ideas here, but here's the fascinating one. And maybe it would satisfy Bruce's point that Pasuk seems pretty clear that the carbon and the counting are connected. The Rambam holds that the Kedusha Rishona of the Beit HaMikdash continues Bizman Hazeh. And the Rambam holds Makrivim Afal Pishein Abayis Bonu. You could bring Karbonos Bizman Hazeh. There are technical reasons not.
But that's the reason he's not delinking.
So Reb Chaim, the Grizz, all the briskers say the same thing, which is it could be that the Rambam holds you could bring a Karbon Bizman Hazeh. Practically speaking, we don't. But the Rambam could read the Pasuk and say, you're right. The pasuk connects Sfiras HaOmer to the Karban HaOmer and to the Shtei Alechem, and if you don't have them, it should be the Rabbana. But no, the Rambam says no. We could have them Bizman Hazeh. In potential, the Beis HaMikdash, you know, it's invisible, but it's there for purposes of Karbanos, right? The Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. Rambam says, it says, V'hashimoti et Mikdash Shechem. I will destroy my Mikdash. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara, I believe, who darshan afal pi sheshomimim b'kedushasam heim omdim. Even though they're destroyed, the Shechina is still there. The Rambam explains that Shechina ain't a b'teila. So for the Rambam, you know, all karbonos could be brought b'zman hazeh in theory. In practice, they're not, but that might answer the question. Okay, now, let's move on to the next question, which we haven't answered yet, and that is the bizarre shita of Amemar, who says that, well, because it's only Drabanan, we're going to count just the days and not the weeks. A strange shita. So look in source number 5. The Balamar says as follows. The Baal Amor has another question, which will tie into the question we just asked on Amemar. The Baal Amor asks as follows. U'bisfiras ha'omer yesh shoalin. With respect to Sfiras ha'omer, people ask the following. Ma ta'am ein anu omrim bo zman. What happened to Shachiyanu? The din is that any mitzvah that comes mizman lizman, meaning it's not a daily thing, it comes from time to time, you make a Shachiyanu on. And now we can all sing together. On every single, on Chanukah, on Purim, on Pesach, on Shavuos, on so, you know, you always make a Shachiyanu. What happened to the Shachiyanu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer?
It might not make it.
What?
It might not make the counting to the end.
Ah, so you're saying, technically speaking, if you assume, like the Bahar, that's really only one mitzvah, you know, you could lose out. Okay, that, I wanted to avoid talking about that, but it's actually a very interesting question, and it's funny now that I'm dealing with some health issues. If it's one mitzvah, right, so the question becomes, and this does exist in poskim, what if you know that you're going to miss a night? What if you have surgery scheduled? Okay, for the 29th day of Sfiras HaOmer, and you know you're going to be under for 25 hours, and, you know, do you start counting?
Yes.
Well, that was easy.
There's always a suffix.
The surgery might be postponed.
Anesthesia. You stop paying, you know you're out.
We're probably going to find someone. We're going to miss dates.
Okay, so it happens to be a machlokas poskim, but it's the nafka mina in the question of, you know, is it one mitzvah? Right, of course. If it's one mitzvah, why are you making 49 brachos? But there's an answer to that also, because each one could be a maisa mitzvah, right? Okay, but, so your answer is, anyway, the Baal Amor asks the question. Let's see what he says. And he has another question. And the second thing he says, end of the first line, va'od, matam ein anu sofrim below bracha b'yom tov sheni shel Pesach. Wait, what happens, says the Baal Amor, to the whole Sfeika Diyoma thing in Chutz La'aretz? What allows people in Chutz La'aretz to say Hayom Yom Echad La'Omer and then go make a Seder as if, right, as if it could be the previous day? These are both two very, very famous questions, okay, which have many, many, many answers. What's the difference? You still make it. Okay? So, the raisins?
The raw raisins.
Did anybody read? It's like the Times had a huge article. It's like a whole raisin war going on. You're wholly unaware?
What is this raisin done?
Okay, it doesn't.
It's a raisin.
Okay,
special price.
So, in terms of, I'll give you answers. We don't have to read the whole Baal Amor. I'll give you answers outside of the Baal Amor, which are fascinating. So, one is, let's say, in terms of the bracha, in terms of Shachiyon, one is, okay, you may miss a night. The other is, there are two opposite answers found in Rishonim. One is that, no, we don't make a bracha on a Shachiyon on matzah, right? We don't make a Shachiyon on mar, we don't make a Shachiyon on sukkah, we make a Shachiyon on the holiday. Right? That's how it always works. You make a Shachiyon at Kiddush, and it covers whatever you're going to do. So one answer is, that you did. You made a Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer. It's a Shechianu you made at Pesach. Meaning that Shita sees Sfiras HaOmer as being the continuation of Pesach. The opposite answer is, you do make a Shechianu. When do you make a Shechianu? When you get to Shavuos. On the 50th night, you make a Shechianu, which also gets you out of your problem, which is, you know that you finished. I've said this before, I'll say it again. When I become president of our religion, okay, there's going to be some kind of, there's nothing more anticlimactic. I remember the first time I did this as a kid, I don't know how old I was. You know, you go to shul on a Wednesday night, and you count 49. There's no dancing, there's no food. Like, you worked hard. Anybody could buy a lulav, right? Anybody could eat matzah. You counted 49 every night with a bracha. Nothing.
You get cheesecake.
Nothing.
So we didn't finish counting.
Okay, whatever. There's a million reasons. But anyway, so it's nice to think the next night when you make Kiddush and you say Shechianu, I find it nice to feel like I'm saying Shechianu on Sfiras Omer. The problem is, people who miss 25 nights also say Shechianu.
They don't get cheesecake.
They get cheesecake. Everybody gets cheesecake, except for those who are lactose intolerant.
I am lactose
intolerant. Everybody, Mr. Levy is lactose intolerant.
You have to get more tolerant.
Okay, now.
I'm intolerant to flour.
Right. Yeah, we know. Okay. Now, but none of those are the answer of the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor says, go back, go to the end. The Baal Hamor says as follows. Last full line in the middle. He says, Ulisfiras Ha'omer. Anybody there?
Yeah.
Ulisfiras Ha'omer. Ein bo zecher l'shum hana'a ela le'agmas navshenu l'churban beit ma'avayenu. Says the Baal Hamor, you know why you don't make a Shechianu on Sfiras Omer? Because it's not happy. You know why it's not happy? Because it reminds us of the fact that we're missing a Beis Hamikdash.
You can't bring a Korban Pesach.
One second. So we don't make a Shechianu on Korban Pesach. It's Ma'azeh. Great. Okay?
You know, president.
Okay? But the Baal Hamor says, it's a really interesting take. The Baal Hamor says, hey, Sfiras Omer, you know, in Chutz La'aretz, let's see who remembers this. Who had a son and did a bris milah in Chutz La'aretz?
You don't make a
Shechianu. Why not? Tzara de Yanuka. Because the baby's in pain. So it's not a purely happy time, so we don't make a Shechianu. In Israel, we pass like the Rambam, whatever reason, the minute we came otherwise, and we make a Shechianu. But I'm saying, that's normally the test. You don't make a Shechianu on Saturday, you don't make a Shechianu on Tisha B'Av. Right?
We pass by different people, Chutzurus and Yom
Kippur? The Minog, there's a lot of things we do in Israel that are different than what we do in
Chutzurus.
There's Minog Eretz Yisrael, certain things took over. We duchen every day, right?
No, I was just wondering why we do. We're less active than you are, but we do.
We're there hoping that you love us. We have our doubts. But we hope. Okay. So now the Rav Salvation has an unbelievable thing here. And it's really like an important yisod in how you look at things. Rav Salavitchik says there are two ways that we remember the Beis HaMikdash. It's so intuitive, but you just need somebody to like look at the whole scope of halacha and then say this. There are two ways we remember the Beis HaMikdash. One way is called Zecher LeMikdash, and the other is Zecher LeChurban. One is happy, one is less so. Look inside the Gemara in source number 6. This was mentioned before. The Mishnah says as follows: Barishona hayal lulav nital b'mikdash shiva. Originally, in the Beis Hamikdash, they took dal and minim all 7 days of Sukkos. Ubemedina yom echad, but outside of the Beis Hamikdash, only one day. Mishachara Beis Hamikdash. Once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shiyeh lulav nital b'mikdash shiva zecher lemikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that we should take Dal Minim all 7 days. Zecher LeMikdash. Okay? The Gemara says, right there, turn over the page, Minalan Da'avdinan Zecher LeMikdash. How do you know that there's a halachic concept called Zecher LeMikdash to remember the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Yochanan Da'amar Kra. Ki ha'ala aruka lecha umimakotcha er pa'echanu ma'ashem ki nidcha. Here it comes. Kar'u lecha tzion hi doresh ein la. They called Tzion, but nobody was searching her out. Says the Gemara, doresh ein la. Michlal debaya drisha. From the fact that it says doresh ein la, we learn out that there's a halachic requirement to be doresh the Beis HaMikdash. To remember the Beis HaMikdash, and Rav Salavitchik said that's called Zecher LeMikdash. That's a happy thing. Therefore, we happily take a lulav all 7 days of Sukkos. And this is the one we mentioned. Look in source number 7. Another happy one. The Chozer v'Karech Matzah Umaru Metaba v'Charoses Bochlan below bracha, zeichel amikdash. Zeichel amikdash kehillel is a happy thing. Okay, we're happily remembering the Beit HaMikdash. Wait, we're not going to finish. What's the opposite side? Look at source number 8. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Samach HaMed Beit says as follows, Elakach HaMun Chachamim. How do you recall the Beit HaMikdash for sad purposes? Sad Adam et Beito Besid, you paint, U'mishayer bo davar muat, and you leave an unpainted section. V'kama, Amar Rav Yosef, Amo Alamo, Amar Chizik, Nerek Bezef, okay, so all these examples. Last full line, how do you know? Maihi, Amar Rav, Bat Sadah, Shenemar, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Tidbak Lishonei Lichiki. Okay? Says Rav Soloveitchik, there are two models of remembering the Beis HaMikdash. One is Tzion Hi Doresh Eima, we're supposed to be Doresh Tzion, Zeichel HaMikdash, we do happy things. The other is Zeichel HaChurban, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini, we do something that recalls our sadness over the destruction of the Churban.
You put your glass it away.
Okay, good. That's exactly right. So we know, we always knew there were things we remembered that were happy, there were things we remembered that were sad, right? There are times that we recall the Beis HaMikdash in its glory. There are times that we recall the Beis HaMikdash in its sadness. By the way, an aside, but just a fascinating one. Somebody wrote a very beautiful piece, I don't remember where I read it, about, he said, look at France. These people are secular. Right? And look how they were praying and how sad they were to watch Notre Dame burn. He said, just translate that to be the Beis HaMikdash. I found it very useful and very helpful to think in those terms. He says, you have a modern day, you know, we're religious. Imagine if you saw it. Imagine if you remembered it, you know. Okay. So the Rav says there are two models. Now, which one is Sfirat HaOmer? So look at number 9. The Tosfos on our Sugya says as follows. Ubahag Kasav, the Bahag says, Dehecha de'inshi levarich balayla yimne lemachar. If you forgot to count the night, you can count the next day below bracha. V'chein halacha. Aval im shachach layla v'yom lo yimne od bibracha de'beina tumimos v'leka. But if you missed the whole, right, as we talked about already, if you missed the whole cycle, you're out. V'achash, now, here's the part we want. V'achash shebirech ala sfira. This is so strange, but we all do it. Yomar, Omer, what do you say? Yehi ratzon sheyibaneh Beit HaMikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. Right? And he Tosfos himself says, Ma she'ein kein b'tkiyat shofar v'lulav. When we blow shofar outside of the Beit HaMikdash in a certain way, v'ayinu taima. Lefi she'ein ela hazkara ata l'binyan Beit HaMikdash aval l'shofar v'lulav yesh asiya. Tosfos gives a certain answer. He says, when you take a lulav, you don't say afterwards, Yi ratzon shiyibaneh Beit HaMikdash, even though you're doing it, Zeichel HaMikdash. When you blow shofar, you don't say that. Why? Because you're doing a mitzvah. You're actually doing a mitzvah. But when you count Sfiras HaOmer, it's not really a mitzvah as much as it's just a bracha. Okay? But Rav Soloveitchik said something different. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the reason why you don't make Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer is because it's Zeicher L'Churban, not Zeicher L'Mikdash, as shown by the fact that we say Yi Ratzon Shiyibaneh Beit HaMikdash. And now here's the genius part, and he says that's the explanation for Ameimar's Shita. Ameimar again said, since it's only Zeicher L'Mikdash, I count days but not weeks. And we all ask the same question, why? Okay, it's only Zeicher L'Mikdash, but you could do the same exact mitzvah. So he says, that's what Ameimar did, and that's what the Bahag, that's what the Balamorat said in source number 5. Sfiras HaOmer is sad. Ameimar said, you know what? To emphasize the sadness, we're not going to count the way we did in the Beit HaMikdash. The whole point is to make it a Zeicher L'Churban / Mikdash. If you just do exactly what you did beforehand, right? Like we take Dalad Minim. Again, nobody feels sad when they take Dalad Minim. Nobody feels sad when they make the Hillel sandwich. Because you're doing exactly what we would have done in the Beit HaMikdash. So Ameimar comes along and says, no, I want Sfiras HaOmer to be sad. Why? Because it really is dependent on Karbanos. And the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. and we can't do the mitzvah the way we want to do it. So Amemar changed the mitzvah so that we would be sadder when we do the mitzvah. So of course we don't make a Shechiyano on it. Because the way he says it, and here's the point that I find so fascinating. My guess is that the reason why Chazal were able to take a happy time, remember we started with this Ramban, where it's Chol HaMoed between, right? The reason why we were able to start moving it from happiness to mourning over the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva was because it was happening anyway. It was happening because of the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, I can't tell you, you know, Amoraim lived after the tragedy of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, so it's hard to know whether they were impacted by that or not. I don't know, you know, the Gemara already has the minhag of having some Nihugi Avelos during Sefiras HaOmer for the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, right? That is a Gemara. So it's hard to know. But the feeling you get, or the feeling I get, is that A, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva are not unrelated to Churban Beis HaMikdash. I gave a share on this a few years ago, like I feel strongly. Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva fought in the war, and that's how they died, right? We just have this idea that they all admitted. What is the Beis HaMikdash of Rabbi, what is the base medrash of Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva look like? The answer is black pants, white shirts, you know, patent leather shoes. No! We think about it that way. We think, of course, they didn't fight. The answer is they did fight, right? It looked like gush. They fought. Okay? So you could see it happening here, and you see this idea that, so the Rav's idea is, you know, every time you look at something that's zecher la, you have to ask yourself, is it a happy zecher? Is it a sad zecher? If it's a happy zecher, it's going to be exactly like the mitzvah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's an unhappy zecher, then it's not going to be. And that's the genius of the, you know, the Amemar Shita. And that's where, and you can see again, for people who lived during, this is the Notre Dame example, for people who lived, like imagine the year after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Nobody's going out to harvest the Omer. Nobody's counting towards Shtei Alechem. And now they have to get up and make the bracha. It's not happy. It's not happy at all. The sense you get, by the way, is that maybe Bizman Shabbos Mishayakayim, they did make a Shechiyon. Right? It's the whole reason we don't make a Shechiyon on Sefiras HaOmer. It's just a fascinating example. Is because we're worried about making a Shechiyanu on something that said, well, when the Beit HaMikdash is in existence, maybe we would make a Shechiyanu. Okay, you want to say something quick?
Yeah, according to that sheet, then the technically, if it's a sad part, then shaving should be an issue every week. If we're holding...
Okay, yes and no. You're right. It does move the needle more towards... But the question is, do you change things completely? Is it strong enough to beat certain other value? You're absolutely right that it moves us towards, you know, and that's the point I wanted to make, which is things do change over time. Halacha doesn't really change, but our relationship to certain mitzvahs change, and clearly after Churban Beis HaMikdash there was some, you know, it's interesting, the whole machlokas whether it's Doraisa, the Roman, or Zman Hazeh has to do with how you read the psukim and how closely connected they are to Karbonos. And that could be the secret to our relationship with it. Can I really fast?
We bring the Arba Minim as a remembrance of what we did in Beit HaMikdash for 7 days, but after a few years, it actually replaces the Beit HaMikdash. So it's almost no longer a remembrance of.
Well, you're generalizing from yourself, yeah. Right? You know, again, we're thousands of years later. It's hard to argue, right? You ask most people, why do we take a lulav every day? They'll say, because that's what the pasuk says. Right, that's not what the pasuk says, but you know, you're absolutely right. That the more we learn and the more we discuss, you know, there is supposed to be a different feeling about. I can tell you this; it's not the right time, but I try every year to go to the Kotel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Why? Why? A, because it's cool. Okay. Two, it makes me sound firm when I say it to you. The main reason, but three is the Rambam Paskins. That the Makom HaMikdash is all of the old city, which certainly includes thinking of the fight. It's forgetting, you know, stuff about politics. It includes the place of the Kotel, okay? And the Rambam thinks that the Makom HaMikdash, you're chayav de oraisa all 7 days of Sukkos.
Not if you're going up to Harbaz.
So all 7 days of Sukkos. So therefore, you know, you could daven here in Efrat and be yotze the mitzvah midurabanan, or you could go to the Kotel and be yotze the mitzvah midoraisa. Right? It's a fascinating idea. Last thing, very quick. Let's say for Achinuch in 10. I'll just read it quickly, but it's a good thing to end with. He says, Mishasha mitzvah. What's the reason for counting? Al sara pshat. This is a simple pshat. Lefisha kali karansha Yisrael eino ela haTorah. The whole purpose of the Jewish people is Torah. Umipnei haTorah nivru shamayim v'aretz v'Yisrael. Torah is the reason why the world exists. Kamosh kadavim lo briti yom v'layla. Third line. V'hi ikar v'hasiba shenigalu v'yatsu mimitzrayim kidei shiyakablu atzorah b'sinai v'kaimua. The whole point of Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Chinuch, is Har Sinai, not the reverse. It's a great pshat. The Ramban says this also. The Exodus will be a sign that you'll get the real prize. The Exodus isn't the main thing. It's Kabbalah Sator, it's the main thing. Kloma shetkabu atara shehi ha'ikar agadol shebishpil zehen nigalim vihi tachlit hatova shelohem vinyan gadol hu lohem yoter min ha'chayrutu min ha'abdut. Matan Torah is more important than Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'lachain, therefore, ya'atzeh Hashem l'moshe ot tzeitam me'abdut l'kabel ha'torah ki ha'tafel ot la'olam el ha'ikar. The secondary thing, the less important thing, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, is a sign that we will get the Torah. So the answer is, says the Chinuch, to end what we started with, the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is counting to Matan Torah. And in fact, I didn't put it on the sheet. Maybe I forgot to look for it. There's a Medrash that says as follows. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, I'm going up on the mountain. Right? I'm going up. No, I'm sorry. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, we're leaving Mitzrayim. We're traveling to Har Sinai, right, to get the Torah. And they say to Moshe, when are we going to get it? And he says, Tisperucha Mishim Yom. It's not really in the Pesuk in that way. But the idea that they knew that they're going on a journey and the 50th day they're going to get the Torah leaves us with this like nice idea that Bnei Yisrael also ki'ilu counted. Right, the Medrash says that they counted. It's not why we count. We count because there's a pasuk in Amor that says Tisbu Chamishim Yom. But the Medrash says that they left Mitzrayim, and you can imagine this. They said to Moshe, like, "What's the plan?" So he said, "Well, we're going to go eventually to the land of Israel, but the first thing we're going to do is we're going to travel to this mountain, and we're going to get the Torah." And so they started, according to this Medrash, they started counting immediately the next day without any karbanos to the 50th day, which is when we got the Torah.
Is that the master plan?
Huh?
Is that the master plan?
Thank you, Roller Rubber.
Nothing bad happened.